This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I told you you'd like them. You thought I stacked the deck in my favor today with the guest. I told you. Joe and I have not seen eye to eye with the draft. For being the draft expert on Afternoon Drive, he really swerves towards Nick Wilson as opposed to Jonathan Peterlin. But that's kind of been the constant on this show. I don't know if you've picked up on this or not.
You've always had my respect, but you earned even more today.
Boy, by lining up someone that's directly opposite of my thoughts and directly aligns with yours. I like to make life hard on myself in many ways. He's not talking downtown, guys. But when it comes to Joe, I mean, I've seen that about him for weeks on end. Now, he did say a lot of really nice things when it came to Cam Ward, though.
Right.
And I told you, he really does believe that Cam Ward can be of the Patrick Mahomes ilk. Like, he does. It's just whether or not you have the time to do so. And on that note, we've always wondered, like, if Josh Allen was drafted by the Browns, would Josh Allen be successful today? And I think we both say no. Because he wouldn't be given the 2 years to have the growing pains. Like Josh Allen, when he came out of college, you knew he could throw it over the barn. You didn't know if he could hit the barn. He was wildly inaccurate and needed a lot of growing up to do from a football standpoint. And he was able to do so in Buffalo, where they had a dominant defense and they had opportunities to put up wins even when he wasn't playing good football himself. Does Cam Ward, if he's given the opportunity and the time to maybe sit back for a year and grow and get better, is that something the Browns would be willing to do and willing to go through, even with that high ceiling attached to it, where there is an opportunity, he does morph into a top five quarterback?
I did love what he had to say about Cam, but my issue always with the Browns is they always break everything they touch. They are what they are. They're the Charlie Browns of the NFL. Good grief.
And I think part of that is why so many people have Shador, let's say, mocked at 3 to the Giants and 6 to the Raiders instead of at 2 to the Browns, is that line of thinking right there. Because I've said a lot about Shador and a lot I like about Shador, Daryl. But I do subscribe to the idea that where Shador goes and the environment he's in is going to matter just as much as anything when it comes to Shador. And I feel like that's where a lot of the pushback comes on Shador, is that people believe that with Kevin Stefanski, with this roster, it's not set up for someone like him to have success. I disagree with that clearly, which is why I maintain that he's the right call.
I have a confession.
I'll put on my I don't have a priest outfit, so I'm not going to pretend that I do. Can we put up the little... We can put up the little thing in between us. Remember when COVID happened and we had the glass things that basically felt like it was okay, tell me your sins.
Forgive me, Father, I have sinned.
How many Hail Marys are we going to have to do after this confession of yours?
It's been about 15 years since my last confession.
Okay. Let's get you whole, Daryl. What do we got? What's your confession?
I might not hate Cam Ward at 2. Might not hate. Might. Is the key word.
Might be in the key word, but okay. We wondered last hour whether or not there was a potential to have some movement here.
I am strongly against Shador.
What changed?
Nothing
has changed.
They haven't thrown a football in 3 months. What happened?
Nothing has changed, but I'm open-minded person.
I like this.
And I'm not advocating for it. I still think it'd be a bad idea because, again, I just don't trust
the
Browns.
Hold on. I talked you too far in that other direction. I should have just been like, yes, Daryl, go with it. Go. Tell me your dreams of Cam Ward.
But Travis Hunter's my guy. He's the guy I want.
Oh, Travis Hunter's your guy.
Yeah, Travis Hunter's my guy.
You're not Abdul Carter. You're Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter.
As a cornerback or a wide receiver?
Corner.
Well, that's what he's going to the combine as, a corner. So I'm assuming, which, by the way, the tough part about him with me, and we just see more and more evidence of it, but he's not the best cornerback in the draft. He's not the best wide receiver in the draft, but he's going to be taken because he's like Shohei Ohtani of football, and I don't think any team is going to be able to use him like that.
Yeah.
Like, so why? So it'd be like if
I'm really intrigued by him.
I'm a little surprised.
Would you like me to go meat and potatoes and be like, just take Will Campbell from LSU?
No, I like that you have a guy. I like that you have somebody that you're willing to go for. I'm surprised it's him. I thought you would be a little bit more conservative and tell me you liked like a Mason Graham type or something like that. And I'll give you credit. You have been trade back guy for as long as we've been talking about this.
Yes.
I think we first asked you like 4 months ago what you would do when no one was considering they would trade off the number two pick. You're like, yeah, they're going to trade off of it. Like you've been very consistent about that. But you
I pride myself in my consistency.
But you say if they take something at two, you want it to be Travis Hunter.
I would not hate Travis Hunter, and I think Cam Ward is someone I think I could talk myself into. And let's be honest about it, there's no team you have to talk yourself into players being good than the Browns. Like that's what we do in Cleveland. Every time they pick up a quarterback, we talk ourselves into why that guy can be the guy, right? Every single time. And I can see myself talking myself into Cam Ward being the guy at some point, not right away. But again, I mean, the Browns are the bull in the china shop. They break everything.
What's interesting about Cam Ward, there's a lot, and we'll play a clip here with Cam coming up in just a second. What I find so fascinating with him, though, is the idea that I really do think he can be good. I just don't know if the Browns are going to be able to give him the amount of time that he'll need to be good.
Yeah.
You know, like if you take
or the changing of regimes, right? Because
let's play this out for a second. If you're thinking from Andrew Berry's perspective, and I always think towards Andrew Berry's perspective, because ultimately, in my eyes right now, that's the perspective that matters the most. And I don't know,
right. Maybe
Haslam is really just pulling the strings or Dee Podesta, but as of right now, I look at it through an Andrew Berry lens.
Okay.
If you're Andrew Berry, and if the whole goal has been keeping your job for as long as you possibly can, would you take the person that's going to offer up the quickest and the best four right away in Shedeur Sanders, or would you tell yourself that I'm going to go with someone with extremely high upside, and it's going to take a while before people can even tell me I'm wrong about it? Because if you take Cam Ward, nobody 9 weeks into this thing can say you flat out missed and the dude can't play.
Right.
You have to treat him like Bears fans are treating Caleb Williams, where Caleb Williams right now, he didn't have a good year one. In fact, he had a bad year one.
But he also had bad coaching around him.
And that's the idea. But the idea is also no Bears fan is sweating it right now.
I would argue Stefanski, his staff, better than Eberflus and what the Bears gave Cam.
I can find dying plants in the corner that did a better job coaching than Eberflus. I mean, that man was just, the Flus was loose. That guy was not good.
I know. But no Bears fan is giving up on Caleb Williams. I think that Tommy Rees and Stefanski would be on day one better infrastructure. Than what Caleb Williams walked into in Chicago.
For sure. But the idea is that if Cam Ward
wasn't
great.
But the question is how long does that infrastructure last? If I know that Stefanski and Rees are going to be together for 3 years, okay? It makes it a lot easier to talk myself into Cam Ward, assuming you can get him at two, assuming you can gas up Shedeur Sanders as much as possible so someone goes to Tennessee and says, we will take the number one pick off your hands because we want Shedeur Sanders. Like, that's, in my head, what I'm kind of hoping happens. Is that someone basically makes Shedeur Sanders a non-factor?
And I think that's an open possibility. I think that is very much in play. The idea that we get to number two and Cam Ward is there and Shedeur isn't there, I think it's very much in play. But the idea
and
that
to your question though, I think if Cam Ward is there at two, Berry is on the phone in split seconds to get that pick in.
I think he's there whether it doesn't matter which quarterback it is, if we're being truthful about it.
You think he's taking a quarterback?
I think
no
he's taking
what.
A quarterback. And I, the part I like about both these quarterbacks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Backs, they pass enough of a test in order to be taken at number two overall. They're good enough.
I mean, for you,
for me, yeah. And they're good enough where you have to. Environment's going to matter a lot in this. But if you had your druthers, if you're Andrew Berry and you got to decide which quarterback is potentially going to keep me employed the longest, Shador. What I find interesting about the Shador conversation, there's a world out there where he is Josh Rosen, where he's just not good after a year. The floor is what it is, and you just cut bait and you're done with it. Where Cam Ward, you can't do that after one season.
You don't know what the ceiling is.
The ceiling is supposed to be greater, but also the flexibility and the timeline is supposed to be longer as well. Right. So if you take someone like Cam Ward, I don't think you can fire Andrew Berry if it doesn't go well 9, 10, 11 games into it. I think it has to be a patience thing, and patience is not the order of the day when it comes to Browns fans. I recognize that. But in Cam Ward's case, it might have to be. And that's where Andrew Berry, I think, would be interested in it from that perspective.
I feel like that ownership is, or has already demonstrated their patience, right? Because there was a case to clean house after this season.
For sure. I think reasonable minds would have suggested that they did, or right, they would have.
It was that big of a disaster. But the fact that they didn't, and that Berry and Stefanski are getting another crack at it this year, tells me that you need to go in with an honest assessment of where you're at. Okay? You're nowhere near being a playoff team. You won 3 games last year. You're not a quarterback away. They need organizationally to look themselves in the mirror and have an honest conversation with themselves about where they're truly at. Okay? And if they're willing to do that, I think that has a better chance to set Berry and Stefanski up for success long term and keep them here long term.
No, but then they win 5 games and they're fired after next year, and they have nothing to promise anybody.
But not if you are really honest with ownership and say, "Hey, these are our strengths, roster wise. These are our weaknesses. This is what we're really working to address this offseason. This is the plan of how we intend to address those."
It would require,
do you understand where I'm going?
I do, but it would require patience from an ownership that has already been more patient than I've ever seen them be.
Right, and I think though, that because nothing kills quarterbacks more than constant change, right? And I do think that if given an honest, because I think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't always agree with him.
I like him too.
I like him. He's not the most exciting speaker I've ever listened to.
I could put on C-SPAN and be more intrigued.
Right. His post-game speeches do nothing to really get you ready to go win one for the Gipper again next week.
Yeah.
Right. But I do think he's a real intelligent guy and he's a good football coach. Mm-hmm. And the players seem to respect him as well. And they don't respect him just because he takes it easy on him. Because we've seen that. Right?
Yeah.
Usually when players are campaigning for coaches to stay, it's because they know they're on easy street. But my point is that if you go this route, then you have to be patient with you have to say Stefanski's getting the next 2 years at least, Barry's getting the next 2 years at least. That's the road we're going down. Because if you draft him and then you blow these guys out after year one, you're setting the kid up for failure, and that you can't. And then you set yourself back once again.
Right, because then you are describing what happened with the Bears.
100%.
And then that is tough. But that's why the Shador thing is so interesting to me, because with the if you have someone that's supposed to have such a nice floor and is not supposed to have such long-term aspirations and high ceiling that he's supposed to get to, he's supposed to enter the NFL not as a cooked product, but about as close as you're going to get. Well, then if he stinks out of the gate, guess what? Everyone's gone, and that's just a reality.
And I've heard Ken make this argument on the morning show with Anthony, and Ken does have a point. At some point, your coaches do have to coach, right?
Right.
And Bill Musgrave's your quarterback's coach. This is a guy who's been a previous offensive coordinator. He's been a quarterback's coach before. Tommy Rees, a lot of people feel like he is a head coach in waiting. And then, of course, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. If these three guys can't get it right with a quarterback, well, I might just run up the white flag and say, forget moving the team to Brook Park. San Antonio, do you want the Browns? I'm joking, but
yeah, that would be sad. San Antonio, the San Antonio Browns, Daryl.
I'm joking.
come on. You got some Sanka? All right, 216-474-0096. All right, we come on back. I want to play that clip for you guys between the two quarterbacks, and I really think there's been an interesting turn when it comes to the Browns' offseason moves. Miles Simmons joins us at 4 as well. More with the Browns there. We'll get into the Cavs later on in the 4 o'clock hour. Daryl Ryder, Jonathan Peter with you guys right here on Afternoon Drive.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.